Why, hello there. It's the triumphant return of the Aligned Actor podcast. Now with video. What? And of course, if you're listening on some kind of podcasting app with just your ears and not with your eyes, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you're catching this on YouTube or on my website or something, then you can see me. Hi, how are you? How you doing? Clearly, we have a lot to talk about. So let's get right into it. Hi, I'm Amy Schler of The Aligned Actor. I am a professional actress and a certified mindset coach, personal development coach. I've been struggling with what word to put there, but I'm going to go with mindset coach. I am a professional certified mindset coach here to help you thrive mentally and emotionally in all areas and aspects of your creative life. So thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited for this opportunity to connect with you and to welcome you back to the Aligned Actor podcast. This has been a long time in the making. I've been having feelings and inklings that I wanted to do this again. I wanted to dive back in there with more podcast episodes, that I have more things to say, more things that I want to share with you and connect with you on. And so that's why we're back. So this first episode back is going to be kind of the nuts and bolts, and I'm going to take you through a little bit of my process in how I got here to the return of the Aligned Actor podcast, now with video. We're going to talk about everything that you need to know, what this podcast is going to be moving forward, where you can find it moving forward, how to interact with it. That's going to be really fun. And then also how to be on it, which is another way to interact with it, right? Those are all the things that we're going to get into in this first episode back. I am so excited that you're here. I'm a little bit nervous. I haven't done this in a while, and I've never done this with video. So buckle up and let's have some fun. Okay. So the first thing I want you to know is obviously something you kind of already know, which is that this podcast moving forward is going to be both audio and video. We're doing a video format because I felt it was more of an opportunity for us to connect. You get to actually see where the voice that you'd been listening to on previous episode comes from. It comes from me, from this person right here, sitting in front of you right now, as you're accessing this on YouTube or my blog or something like that. Second thing I want you to know about what this podcast is going to be moving forward is it's going to be geared even more towards actors and creative folks, and all of the big stuff that we deal with and that we wrestle with as creative people in creative careers, which are not always the easiest things. So some of this might be uncomfortable, but I feel like everything that we're going to talk about on this podcast is going to be important and worth sharing and worth considering, both for myself as an individual and then for all of you as my listeners and my viewers. I will never share anything that I don't think has some kind of benefit for you, even if it makes us uncomfortable, right? Okay, so that's where we're going with this. Of course, though, as creative people in creative careers, we're also humans, right? So I reserve the right to bring up life stuff, anything that I think is helpful for you in any aspect of your life, personally or professionally as a creative person. There might be some deliberate creation ideas. There might be some manifesting ideas. I am very into all of that kind of stuff. Sometimes we might get a little woo-woo up in here. Who knows? We're going to kind of see where this takes us. And my overall theme for my entire business, and then that includes my podcast or anything that I want to put out into the world, a blog post, whatever, my overall goal and theme is to uplift, inspire, and embolden you as my listener, viewer, student, client, whoever you are, and really do that with all of us. So that is my driving force. That is the driving goal behind everything that I do, everything that I put out there. And so this podcast is very much an extension of that. This podcast is also going to be an in-depth, on-the-go, on-the-job, messy, a little bit raw learning experience for me. I have been struggling a lot with perfectionism recently and my relationship with perfectionism and realizing how unhealthy it can be and how much it can slow me down in my life. So I wanted to use this podcast as an opportunity to just fully immerse myself in something that cannot be perfect, and intentionally so. Intentionally find ways for this to not be perfect. So as maybe you've noticed, I am reading notes on my computer screen right now. I have this whole like computer little setup thing going on, which just kind of freaks me out, right? That I'm sitting here reading notes, looking, you know, down at my notes, not finding my place in my notes at, you know, specific times and things like that, but just kind of having to go with that on the fly. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm obviously overthinking whether or not it's going to make you uncomfortable, if you're going to be like, oh, this is awful. Why is she reading notes? Is she such an amateur? But I'm going to take a deep breath and be okay with that. So that's kind of a big place for this podcast, is we're going to let it be messy. We're going to let it be what it's going to be. And we're going to come back to this idea of letting go of perfectionism a little bit later in this episode. But I just wanted you to know that ahead of time, that like, this is about embracing imperfection. This is about having important conversations. That's what matters here, not having the most perfectly well-produced podcast. Now there's an airplane going overhead. If you are looking for, again, the most perfectly well-produced podcast that has, you know, amazing sound quality, amazing lighting, a host that never stumbles over her words and doesn't have to look at a script for notes, then you can go find another podcast. But if you're an actor, if you're a creative person, if you work in a creative field, if you're a human being who wrestles with gremlins and inner critics and things like that, then this is absolutely the place for you. Because here on this podcast, you will find, I think, interesting ideas, challenging ideas, and things that have helped me that I will now want to share with you. So that's what we're in store for here. I don't know if that was a grammatically correct statement, but I think you're with me, right? Okay, so the next thing I need you to know is where to find this podcast. Now, again, you've already found it if you're watching this. So wherever you have already found it, you can find it there again. But if you're looking for another place to find it, or hopefully if you're looking to share it with somebody else and you need to tell them where to find it, here are the places that you can find this podcast now. YouTube. I will put a link in any of the appropriate places, depending on where you are accessing this podcast right now, to the YouTube page where you can watch episodes of the podcast. So that's the first place. It's on the My Own Amy Schlurb YouTube channel. I think I have to get over 100 subscribers on that before I can get like one of those vanity, easy to remember URLs for it. But for now, it's just a YouTube link with a lot of numbers and letters and stuff. So it will be linked somewhere close by for you to access it so that you can share it with your friends, so that you can go find it for yourself if you are listening right now and you want to come and watch. It will also be on a blog page on my website, thealignedactor.com. Again, I will put a link where appropriate. It's also on a lot of the different podcast apps. You can search for it, The Aligned Actor Podcast, and you will find it on any podcast app. So anyway, you can find it in a lot of different places. I'm sure you will find it. You are a very smart and intelligent person. Next, I want to let you know how to interact with this podcast. So in the past, we had The Aligned Actor community on Facebook, and I have not officially shut it down yet, but it is so inactive that I feel like Facebook might shut it down at some point. If they do that, I don't know. Anyway, I've come to the realization that at least right now, running a Facebook group is not my thing. I just never posted there. I didn't really use it the way that I maybe should have. I wasn't creating a community there. It just wasn't working for me. And you know what? That's okay. I tried it and it's not for me right now, and that's okay. But what definitely is for me right now is that I still want to connect with you. Connection is extremely important to me in my life and in my communities. And so I want to be able to connect with you. So the way that we can do that now is if you're watching on YouTube, you can comment below. Let me know what you think about the various ideas that I'm sharing. You can also hit like or dislike, depending on how you're feeling. So that's another option. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear your comments. So yeah, you can comment below on YouTube. If you are listening on some kind of podcasting app, then you can send me an email. My email is amy@thealignedactor.com, spelled exactly how you would think it would be spelled. I think connection is something that's really important for actors and for creative people in general, because sometimes we feel like we have to go it alone in these types of careers. Like we're kind of on our own, maybe as a writer, or on our own as an actor, and maybe there's competition and things like that. But really, we don't. We don't have to go this alone. We aren't on our own, and actually we need community and collaboration. So please reach out, please interact with this podcast. That's kind of the point of it, is to be here kind of like we're friends, we're buddies, and we're going to talk about important things. The next thing I want to let you know about is that there is a way and there are many opportunities for you, yes, you, to come and be on the Aligned Actor podcast. I am very open to this. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I already have some ideas of people that I know that I would like to interview. You don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. If you have something interesting and important that you want to talk about as a creative person in some kind of realm of your creative life, send me an email. Again, amy@thealignedactor.com, and we'll talk about it. We'll see if it's going to work for the podcast. We'll see what we want to do with it, and maybe you could come and be on the show. That'd be really fun for me, and hopefully for you too, and hopefully for all the listeners and viewers as well. The other way that you could be on the podcast is if you don't actually want to do an interview or something, you could just send me in a question or even just a general topic that you would like to hear my thoughts on, want me to share more information about. Please send me an email. Let me know what that is that you'd like to know about, what you'd like to talk about, what you'd like to hear me talk about. And I can give you a shout out about it. If you want to just remain anonymous, then I can just say, you know, somebody wrote me this question or wanted me to talk about this topic, and I will just go from there in creating the episode for that podcast. So yeah, there's a lot of ways to interact with the podcast, to be on it, to connect, basically. That's the whole point of this. That's what matters here. Speaking of what matters here, I touched on this earlier. And it's the fact that this is going to be messy. It's going to be messy intentionally, because if I don't just start doing it and letting it be messy, it will never actually happen. Because I want to focus more on connection and content over podcasting perfectionism. And podcasting perfectionism and the idea of podcasting perfectionism and watching other people put out their video podcasts was driving me up the wall. And I was getting so in my head about creating the perfect video and the perfect message and the perfect podcast and all of that kind of gobbledygook garbage that I had to finally just put that aside and say, Amy, you need to just dive in head first, do this, let it be messy, let it be imperfect, and let that be a part of it. And let that practice of imperfection be something that you just work on. And what a beautiful gift to have something like a podcast about imperfection and about creative life as an actual practice in not doing things perfect and just doing them because you want to and because you have something to share and because what matters is not the production quality of this podcast. What matters is the connection with you, my viewers and listeners, and the ideas and messages that I want to share with you. That's what matters here. it's been a really big theme for me recently, letting go of perfection. It's something that's been serving me a lot in my acting. And that's actually going to be a future episode where I'm going to talk about my journey with perfectionism in my acting and how I've been letting go of it and how that's really been serving me as an actress. And yeah, I just realized that as I was trying to put this podcast together, perfectionism was just slowing me down. It was stopping me completely in my tracks from putting this out there. And I don't want to do that anymore. I think sometimes it can be helpful to give voice to our fears when we're struggling with perfectionism. So I decided to make a list. So these were the things that were scaring me. I was afraid of messing up on camera. You know, saying like I just did. You know, I know that I can edit. So that one kind of already feels cut down a little bit. Like, who cares? It's just me and my camera and I can stop at any time and it's all okay. And if I mess up, I mess up and we move forward. Another fear was I was afraid of jump cuts. If I do too many jump cuts, it's going to make things too jerky and awkward. I mean, that's a consideration, sure. But again, I can work with that. Like, I can then decide, like, oh, that was way too awkward of that many jump cuts. Let's just leave that bit of imperfection in there and let it be what it was. Or let's just take out that whole section or whatever. Like, I get control over that. That's not worth preemptively worrying about. I was also afraid that people would hate all of my ideas. That's a pretty big one, right? And, you know, just hate everything that I wanted to share on this podcast and say that it was of no value and it was stupid and I was stupid and all that kind of stuff. That feels less scary at the moment because that's fine. If you don't like the podcast, you don't like the podcast, and that's okay with me. We don't have to do this any longer than you want to do this. So you can leave at any time. You're free to go. You're free to make your own choices. And even if your own choice is to tell me that you really didn't like it, then that's okay too. And I can handle that. Hopefully you won't do that, but you know, I don't know. You do you, whatever. I was also afraid that no one would listen to the podcast, which is interesting to follow up that other one with this idea, because if nobody listens to it, then there's no way anybody can hate any of my ideas. So yeah, they're kind of on opposite ends of that spectrum, right? So yeah, I was afraid nobody would listen. I was also afraid that looking at my notes like this right now would appear too amateurish. I'm kind of over that. I've been doing that now throughout this episode, and I don't think it's that bad. And I feel like I've been up here and connected to you a lot more than I had thought I would be. So yeah, that one doesn't feel as bad anymore either. It's interesting how going through these, I'm like feeling more and more relaxed about them and not as concerned. So that's good. It's working. My practice is working. Yay! So anyway, those were a number of my fears around putting this podcast back out there, getting my ideas back out there. There you have it. And I've listed them. And you know what? They don't actually seem as bad as I have been kind of thinking they would be. I think this is going to be better than I was anticipating. I am aware of a new one. In the moment as I've been recording this, I've been feeling very anxious. Like, I've been feeling like I've been in this state, like with my shoulders up and maybe a little bit constricted and rushed in my speaking and not as relaxed in my breath control and things like that. And I'm feeling a little concerned that that's going to be a problem, that people are going to comment on that or think that that was bad, or I'm going to listen back to it and be like, God, I sound really nervous. Why do I sound so nervous? You know, we're going to see what it looks like. We're going to see what it is. And, you know, yeah, I think it's okay also to feel nervous when you're putting out something that you care about. So again, we're going to keep going with it. We're going to let it be imperfect and let it be what it's going to be. The next thing I want to talk to you about is what Brené Brown says about perfectionism, because it's really helped me. I have found it really valuable in my own life. And so I want to share it with you. So this is her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. And it's one of her many, many beautiful books that she has written over the years of her wonderful, profound career. And here's what she says about perfectionism. Perfectionism is a self-destructive and addictive belief system that fuels this primary thought. If I look perfect, live perfectly, and do everything perfectly, I can avoid or minimize the painful feelings of shame, judgment, and blame. So, yeah, that's what I was doing while I was going through all of the steps of putting together my podcast again. I was stopping myself cold. Perfectionism was stopping me cold because I didn't want to have to feel judged. I didn't want to have to feel shame. I didn't want to have to feel that feeling of I wasn't enough. I didn't do well enough with this. I wasn't perfect. And so therefore now I'm in trouble. Now people don't like me. Now I'm getting judgment and criticism and shame and blame. Because none of that feels good. Perfectionism paralyzes us. And it's what was paralyzing me and keeping me from putting out this podcast. And I think that operating from this idea of it's never good enough, it could be better, it's a paralyzing place to create from. We can't create from that idea. Creation and creativity dies in that headspace because nothing gets created, right? We stall out before we actually get to the actual creation process. I kept stalling in making this podcast. I kept looking for a way to make the video better, a way to make the sound better, a way to make the lighting better, a way to make my face look better. All of these different stupid things that in the end don't actually matter and will just stall the actual creation. And like I said, these things don't matter for what it is that is the goal of this podcast. So this is where I want to honor an idea that I've gotten from another person that has been influential in my life. She's the Lazy Genius. I believe her actual name is Kendra Adachi. So she is on Instagram. She's written a couple of books. And one of her main questions for anything that she does in life is she asks, what matters? So anything that she's considering making, doing in her life as a mom, as a creator, whatever she's doing, she asks, what matters in this moment? What matters for what it is that I'm trying to do here, right? And that's what I started to ask about this podcast. I was like, well, what matters in me putting out the Aligned Actor podcast? What matters in me adding the video? And why am I doing this? What matters for this creation? Well, what matters is that you can see me if you're watching the video and that you can hear me if you're listening on an app and that you can see and hear me if you're watching on YouTube. You need to be able to do both, right? So, but, you know, beyond that, I'm stalling. Like, those are the things that matter. It matters if you can see me and if you can hear me. If both of those things are covered, then we're good in terms of the actual production quality of the podcast. Beyond that, what actually matters for this podcast is that I'm sharing ideas with you that are important to you and that are of service to you and helpful for creatives in all aspects of their life, right? So that's what really matters here. I don't want to stall anymore. I want to share. Like I kind of said in the beginning, my goal is always to uplift, inspire, and embolden us all. And that's what matters on this podcast. So yeah, that's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me on this first very messy but exciting, wonderful time back on the Aligned Actor podcast. I am so excited to be on this journey with you. If you are interested in knowing more about me as an actress or as a mindset coach, please visit my website. You can get there in two ways. So you can either find it at amyschlurb.com. That will get you there. There'll be a link in an appropriate place. Or thealignedactor.com. They both take you to my little corner of the internet. And again, I will put links wherever appropriate, wherever you're accessing this. Again, if you want to connect with this podcast, if you're watching on YouTube, please leave a comment below. I would love to hear your thoughts. Also, like and subscribe. Apparently, that's a thing you say on YouTube now. So like and subscribe. I think that helps me out in a lot of ways. So thank you in advance for doing that. If you're listening on any kind of podcasting app, you can send me an email to connect, amy@thealignedactor.com, and I would love to connect with you there. Also, if you could subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, that would be awesome. Again, I think that helps me out. I think that gets the podcast maybe out to more people or something. I don't know exactly, but a really good way that you can get this podcast out to more people is if you share it. So if you want to find a way to share it on your social media, email it to a friend, whatever, if you liked it and you want to spread it around amongst other people that you know, I would absolutely love that. And I would thank you so much in advance for that. You are wonderful and amazing. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your support. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Thanks. Bye.